What's up, everybody? It's been a while since I've done a podcast here. Just been really busy at work. I've been working really hard on trying to do more videos, whether that's vlogs or just doing like family videos that I don't share, but just kind of working on that. And just, I have the bug right now just to like creatively kind of do more video stuff. So whether that's watching videos, learning new techniques and things like that. So I've been sharing a little bit of that on Instagram through stories and all that, but it's just been a busy week. Just took a family trip last week and then had family in town a couple weeks ago. So just have just been busy, but still working, still making progress. But one thing that has definitely fallen off a little bit is the podcast, but I'm here. Still doing it. And I want to talk today, speaking of video content, Jake Van Fleet, who is Jay Butta, J, the letter J, B-U-T-T-A on Instagram. You can go follow him, check him out. He had a good suggestion about merchandising, because I've been talking a lot about merchandising, which I know he is into. And one of the ideas that he kind of threw out there was, what about videotaping a meeting with a sales rep and then kind of showing that to the membership and talking about the lines and all that. And I think that that's a really good idea. I think that those meetings can take a very long time, especially when you're making selections. And I don't know that people would really want, you know, be into necessarily watching. I know a few people would, watching the whole kind of discussion about like which pieces you're choosing. But I do think that interview it, maybe just doing, and I don't think that's what he was necessarily saying, but it was just kind of a text conversation back and forth, so we didn't get too much into the details of it. But kind of what some of it we did talk about was, one limitation will be sometimes like they don't want to show the lines before they release them like to the public, so you might have some issues there. But you could always have like the rep just basic, and but if you're sending it just like to your internal email list, the club, they usually won't have a problem with it. But if you're kind of putting it on Instagram or something, maybe they will, maybe they won't. You just got to ask the rep what they can and can't do and what you can and can't talk about. But if you just kind of talked about just in general what the trends were, like, okay, we're going to see a lot of prints this coming spring, or we're going to see a lot of a color block this fall, or whatever it is, just kind of overall kind of walking people through what to expect. I do think that you could get creative with either making a short video with kind of showing some items and like maybe putting them up and saying like, here's the items that you can, and then kind of like cycling pictures of them through, if you just take pictures of like some stuff and doing some pre-order, because that's always a really good with the internet today and with technology is being able to show people kind of, here's what we can order. And then if people are responsive and some people want to pick out some shirts from that order, then you could do that. You could do that as simply as taking a picture of, if you have everything kind of laid up and you're looking at the different lines, and you have, you know, the 20, 25 shirts up for each kind of each color story. Then you could even just kind of hand number them on your phone or whatever, and then you could send pictures out to the members and say, hey, if anybody wants to select any of these in particular and get on the pre-order, if you let us know, you have plenty of time to kind of adjust that pre-order as long as that stuff is actually in stock, because things do run out in pre-order and all that. So that's a really good idea. Or again, just talking about the latest trends in fashion and what they're seeing and why their lines are what they are, and maybe talking about the technology in the shirts if there is some, or just whatever they kind of want to say. I think that introducing the reps and giving them an audience with your members is a really good idea, because it's sometimes hard to kind of remember exactly what they said. I was always usually pretty good at it, because I was really into it and I just had a decent ability to kind of repeat the stories. But I know a lot of people just kind of aren't either that interested or don't have the time for it. So just grabbing them while they're there and just doing maybe a quick interview or a quick presentation with them on video that you can send out to your membership, just to get them excited about whatever's coming up, I think is a great idea. So Jake, thanks for that. Also, Jake, thanks for the sweatshirt again from last winter. looking forward to it getting cooler here in Nashville and sporting that. So appreciate that. And appreciate the idea, inspiration. If anybody else has any ideas for shows or things that they're thinking about or things that I have talked about that you want me to talk more about, please let me know. My brain is going a million different directions right now. So if you have a direction that you want to send it, that would be awesome. So you can always email me, jay@pgaj.com, or you can Instagram message me on Instagram is the best, PGAJAY. You can also Snapchat PGAJAY. Also, I know there's a lot of Twitter folks out there, PGAJAY Golf. PGAJ Golf on Twitter. Somebody had PGAJ, and I just was too lazy to ask them if they wanted to sell it to me for $10. It's probably all I'd be doing. Anyway, that's what it is, PGAJ Golf on Twitter. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, as always, for listening. Tell somebody you know that you think might be interested in the show, because it's hard to find people that might be interested in the show. They're golf professionals, so you probably know them. You should tell them about it if they would like it. If they don't, if they wouldn't like it, don't tell them about it. Thanks.